Australia has autonomous sanctions on Iran, and so we would not consider lifting those sanctions until such time as we were satisfied that the processes under the P5 plus one deal had been verified, that is, the steps that Iran must take to prove that its nuclear program is only for civilian use. Once those steps have been verified, then we would review our sanctions. If those sanctions were lifted, then we would be able to broaden our trade and investment relationship with Iran.
Well, would the passage of that US nuclear Iran deal have a bearing on lifting sanctions in the future? Would it be a sign of a better environment?
Well, if the UN sanctions are lifted, that would mean that Iran has fulfilled its obligations under the agreement. But even with sanctions in place, there are opportunities to engage in non-sanctioned sectors of the Iranian market. They still exist for Australian exporters. Our export in agricultural products, mainly wheat and meat, dairy and wool, have continued. So should the sanctions be lifted as a result of Iran meeting its obligations under the P5 plus one agreement, then obviously there would be opportunities for us to expand our trade in other sectors, including in services, mining, technology, equipment and the like.
The food and fibre exports to Iran that Australia sends, those things you mentioned, have an impact on consumers' daily lives because we're talking about food and fibre. When you were on the ground there, were Iranians receptive to having more Australian businesses? And did you discuss opportunities to expand the trade in, you know, those things that Australia produces really well?
I was in Tehran in April, and that was prior to the P5 plus one agreement on its nuclear power program being concluded, and so we were talking in terms of what could occur if Iran had negotiated and concluded the P5 plus one agreement. There certainly was a considerable amount of interest in trading with Australia. Prior to the sanctions, our exports to Iran peaked at about $1 billion. The export is currently valued at about $360 million. So there is clearly room for us to increase our trade with Iran should the sanctions be lifted.
Has the Australian Wheat Board scandal had a lasting impact with trade in Iran, but in the Middle East more broadly?
We have continued to export wheat to Iran, and I believe that if we are able to review the sanctions and a decision is made to lift them, then wheat would be one of the export items that would increase. I think there would be great opportunities for the wheat industry in Australia to export to Iran should the sanctions be lifted.
Saudi Arabia is pretty angry right now that they have to comply with SCAS, Australia's welfare assurance system for live cattle. On one hand, we're asking Middle Eastern countries to accept our welfare standards, and on the other hand, the government here is launching a parliamentary inquiry into halal certification, something that they think is very important. So what kind of message does that send to the Middle East?
Well, we have live export protocols, and if countries wish to buy live exports from Australia, they'll need to comply with those protocols. In the case of Iran, we have just agreed a set of live export protocols, and so that does mean that there is opportunity for us to increase our trade in that area with Iran. So I think there are plenty of opportunities with countries that are prepared to enter into these protocols with Australia for us to expand our trade.